Humanity has battled with evil throughout the ages, fought tirelessly to protect itself from being consumed by the monstrous horrors that plague the land. But as darkness grows, the flame of hope grows dim. Who shall rekindle the fire? Who shall save us?
You don't know my Kraken.
Well, hopefully a bunch of douchebags with dice will do the trick.
A bunch of nerds gathered around their screens, drinking and dungeoneering in hopes to get some gold and girls. Join them for a crazy adventure. These are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Matt, who plays Minos.
Where's the beef?
Stephanie, who plays Lux.
Hi, guys!
Lauren, who plays Ren.
Why couldn't the paladin understand the two rogues? Because they can't!
Oh.
Ben, who plays Elleron.
Greetings!
And Kyle, who plays Colin.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
By the way, Lauren, I love how you just started doing the silly joke thing at the beginning without notifying any of us. It just was a thing that started happening.
She doesn't need our fucking permission.
it just worked its way in.
I think I texted someone.
So, yeah. Anyway, guys.
I think I texted someone. I was like, I hope Kyle doesn't mind right? doing it.
I don't.
I think it was Stephanie.
Don't mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, last week was kind of crazy and fun. Like, the happiest place in D&D.
Yeah, but everything's dying around us.
No, everything's kind right? of dead around you, maybe?
That's pretty accurate.
I don't know. You've only really seen mascots. And then the mascots, Colin, ran away. And then the mascots chased you, and you guys found yourself at a door.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot more happened rather than just that, but that sounds about accurate.
There's like a bunch of lines and us like fighting things in lines.
We want to skip it.
And blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. But none of that's all that super exciting. Uh-huh. So yeah, that seems about everything that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, that's your fault at this point. If you picked up at this episode, you're doing a bad thing.
Thanks for trying out our podcast.
So, yeah, guys, you're standing in front of this door on the backside of this big clamshell, and it says no entrance except on clam or except on pearl business.
Well,
this is convenient. We're here for pearl business.
Yeah,
this seems
can we
suspect,
check it
though.
Can I check it for traps?
Sure.
Investigation. Okay, that's a six.
No, you know, you sense no traps.
Ah, shit. This is good. Door's clear.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna open it.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
You open it, and the room beyond is dark, but you hear the rushing of water.
It sounds wet in here.
Does anybody have dark vision or the other?
I think I do.
I think I do.
I do.
I don't think
I
do.
I do, but it's all in grays. At least that's what...
That's all of this.
Where is that in this
I actually don't know. Hang on, let me Google this shit.
Yeah, no, I was like, where the fuck would that be?
Are you Googling, can rabbits see in the dark?
I feel like mice can see in the dark, so I'm good.
Yeah, I think fae creatures can, right?
I'm just
guys,
assuming
it should. It should all be in your character sheets.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, Ben.
No, listen. Lots of things should be the way that they are, but some of them aren't.
Right.
We should play D&D properly, but that doesn't mean that's a hard, fast rule here.
Who has time for all that?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I checked it at one point.
It doesn't.
I think I do. I'm just going to say I do.
Yeah, totally. Totally, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know where the fuck to find it on here.
Well, if you don't see it by now, then you can't see, and we'll discuss that later.
Damn it, Sean. I have it. I know I do.
So, anyway, yeah, you guys see a dark room, except for maybe those who can see in the dark. If you can anybody see in the dark?
Yeah, me.
I can't.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Colin and Elleron, see inside this room, or it appears to be a... It's a very dark room, but you can make out a little like river with a boat in it, and it kind of splits off in one direction. So there's, you know, one going to the north, one going to the east, these rivers. The boat is on the south part of this, and there appears to be a bunch of decommissioned, like clockwork animated clockwork figures.
Okay.
Of
figures of what?
Mermaids and other fish type creatures. There's like clockwork octopuses and all of that. It seems they've been growing dust for quite a long time. Some of them are missing limbs. You know, it's kind of like a pieces parts area.
So it doesn't look like a ride. Like there's no like queue stanchions or anything.
No,
right?
There is a boat though.
Right. No, no,
but
no.
There's
that's
also no real like decoration back here. It appears to be maybe a storage area.
Okay.
Hmm.
So Rin can't see, so she's just going to clutch onto someone's shirt, probably Collins, because he opened the door first.
Okay.
So she's like hanging onto his shirt. What do you see?
What do I see?
I told you what you see.
There's a boat and some broken dolls.
That's creepy as shit.
Are you sure we're going the right place?
Well, the sign said pearl business here, so...
We do have pearl business.
Maybe, should, are we, maybe sure we should check the boat.
Right, are we sure it's going to be the right pearl?
How many pearls are down here?
What kind of pearl are
we? So as you guys are chatting, you hear some valves opening, and all of a sudden, water rushes through another channel that's in the floor.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
And it appears to have filled to make another river.
Oh.
Okay.
As this channel then, up towards the north that splits off, then disappears.
Huh.
Wait, the... Oh.
So now you have two parallel channels running north.
But no way to get across the first channel.
I mean, it's only like 10 feet. You could find a way. It's not rushing very fast either. Like, it rushed in, and now it's just kind of sitting there. Very slow current.
Like only a lazy
appears
river?
To, yeah, only appears to be about, you know, 5 feet deep, 6 feet deep.
Hmm.
Should that's like taller than the... half of us.
Yeah, that's definitely yeah. taller than me.
That's I'm sure, taller I'm than sure everybody. Minnows can ferry you across, except for it would be like that scenario like where you have to cross the river with like the fox that'll eat the rabbit, but then the rabbit will eat the lettuce. Does anybody know that riddle?
Yeah,
yes. Yeah, but we're not yes. animals.
All right.
Or I guess it wouldn't actually be cannibalism.
That is
right,
fair.
Anyway, sorry.
So guys, should we try to get into the boat?
I guess so. I don't see anything else in here other than the water and the boat.
I don't really want to swim across, so...
Well, I guess everybody who can't swim, get on my shoulders.
Eleron jumps on Minos' shoulders.
I was like, I can swim, but I'm not going to get wet. I'm getting on Minos' shoulders.
Piggyback!
Minos, you're big enough that you could probably just jump across without even really, like, a check.
Okay. Even with them on my back?
You could do it one at a time.
All right, I do that. I just like go back and forth, each one taking a ride on my back.
Okay. So who do you take as the first two?
Eleron.
I'm not going first.
Eleron will jump across. He's not gonna,
Eleron jumped in.
He's not going to make Minos carry him.
I guess Ren and Lux. I'm pretty sure Colin could jump on his own.
Yeah, I'm good. I got this.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So at that point, who's left behind?
No one.
Okay.
Right? Because Eleron and Colin went along, and then Lux and Ren and I went with Minos.
Then ahead of you, where these two things are running parallel, basically it's like, you know, two channels of water separated by 10 feet of some sort of, like, metal flooring. And then you hear some, like, more metallic whirring, and the water up ahead of you, like two locks, like I don't even know, like water locks open up and it creates a channel between the two parallels, about 10 feet wide. So now they are joined together.
I'm getting confused.
I'm going to get a snapshot of this so that people can see.
But I got a question. Is there any way, like, is there anything else that happens before that happens? Does that make sense? Like,
nope.
Is there any noise or...
Well, no, you just hear the gears whirring. You hear some gears
understood.
Start to whir. You really have no warning of it.
Okay, it just happens. Like, we're not... It doesn't seem like we're triggering it or anything.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yep.
I want to know why it's doing it.
So, there also appears to be a slow current, okay? Where you guys are at the boat, the water is running north. The other current that Minnow stepped over is running south. And it's joined at the middle, going east to west in a little channel.
And there's nothing around us that's like a map. Like, I mean, there's no indication
it's extremely dark.
Of where to go. Okay.
I'm surprised any of you that... Do you? Does it say it on your character sheet?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So anybody else who doesn't have it, it's still extremely dark in here.
Right. No, it's...
Well, I suppose we get into the boats then?
Oh, wait, don't you have... No. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I really want to know what we're getting into before we jump in, but maybe we just jump in the boat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and at the end of the hallway, it appears that like little tunnels have opened to allow water in and out. So, but it's only like the width of the water and about 10 feet above that. So like walking anywhere out of this room, you would have to be in water to make your way into any other destination.
Okay, so it's pretty apparent that that is literally the only way out.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there's four different ways out.
But taking the water is the only way.
Yes.
That was what I was saying. Okay.
Everybody for a boat ride?
I guess so. Doesn't look like we're going to go anywhere else without it.
All right, well, everybody, let's get in and keep your arms and legs inside the boat.
Are you guys still wearing your hats, by the way?
Of course we are.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't remember
that's
a hat.
Stupid.
It got put on your head. It's got fish fins.
Oh, yeah.
Where the ears would be. And your name is stitched on it.
And our name's embroidered.
Yeah, how could you forget the hat?
That was like the most important thing that happened to us last time. Stupid hat.
I slept since then.
So which way do you think you want to go, guys? Do you want to try to loop backwards or do you want to just go straight?
Let's see where the river takes us.
All right.
So.
Sorry. You had a question?
No.
Okay. So the boat is like lashed off with a rope just to kind of keep it in place. You guys unlash the rope, get into the boat, and it begins to slowly move. That's the token layer. Hold on. Move forward. What layer is that? There we go. It begins to slowly move forward. At this point where the water joins, it kind of kinks a little bit. And this map is kind of to scale. You could make a left turn and go back down to the south, or you could kind of coax the boat to continue going forward down this track of water. Are you going to the north or are you going to the south?
North.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. So you coax the boat from its from going awry,
well,
and you make yourself into this dark tunnel. And you kind of, as you're going through, you kind of hear some like music in the distance. It's very happy, upbeat, and it's a very small.
I swear
tunnel.
To God, Sean, if it's a small world after all, I'm gonna kill you.
Well, that may be part of it, but it's yes, it's very happy, joyful music. And as you get into this room, you notice that there is like it kind of makes a T at the north end of the room. There also appears to be a big pool of water. That's almost like a reservoir area. So, you know, you have water going north and south. You guys are headed north. You have water going east to west. But just before you get there, there's a large, you know, 60 foot by 30 foot pool of water that appears to have some, like pipes going down into the water. And you guys make your way into this room. Are you going to try and stop the boat and assess the situation?
Yeah, I was going to ask, does it look like that's a place for people to dock, basically?
No, that's the other thing. There is no floor in here. It's only water. So what you see is the previous floor is just like walls. So wherever there's not water, there's a wall.
Okay.
Where do you think we should go? Should we just keep going or stop?
Let's stop and make sure we don't miss anything important. Does anyone know what any of this stuff does?
Not a clue.
Yeah.
No. I mean, there's no earthly way of knowing
I
which
was gonna
direction
do it.
We are going.
Oh, God.
Is there's nothing that we notice that's different about this room other than just it's covered in water? There's nothing in the water,
in the water
or nothing on the walls?
There's tubes going like vertical in this big pool of water.
What kind of tubes? Are they clear? Are they metal?
They're like metal fastened together. And all of a sudden, as you're kind of pondering this, you hear like a sucking noise and like valves running as a whirlpool begins to form around this southmost pipe.
Can I reach any of the pipes?
You guys are kind of stopped just before you get to this water. You're kind of bracing the walls so the thing doesn't move forward.
But didn't you say there were pipes under the water?
No. So if you look
just
right
that here, I can see from a distance, not like not under us at all. Under us, we see nothing.
Yeah, under you see nothing. You just see these big 10-foot pipes sticking, coming out of the water and going into the ceiling.
Okay.
And at the base of one of these pipes, it's creating a small whirlpool. The water level also begins to drop a little bit.
Can I... Never mind. I think I was just going to cut myself.
Elrond hops out of the boat.
Okay. How tall is Elrond?
I don't know.
As an elf, pretty tall probably, right?
Like you're 6 foot, right?
6 foot, something like that. Yeah, about 6 feet.
Okay. Yeah, so you're about 2 feet out of the water, like shoulder level. And where are you going? You can move your token according to what you're doing right now.
Okay. Yeah, Elrond's going to like duck his head under the water and try and look around, see what's going on with this.
So, okay. So as you get closer, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw as it drops off.
Oh. I'm good at those. 16.
You slip and you grab onto this corner of the wall. So, like right here, you're holding on, and you are being pulled into this whirlpool.
But you're holding on. Do we all see this?
Yes, you see this.
Can I roll like a...
You can make a dex save to grab him before he has to make a strength save to hold on.
Okay, I'm okay at these. No, I'm not okay with this. I rolled an 8.
Okay, so you are not
can
able
I ask
to...
a...
What? Yes.
In theory, could I cast Fly on everyone?
Do you have enough spell slots to cast Fly on every single person?
Well, because it's at level 5, doesn't I can do that with more people, right?
I'm not sure. Let me see.
I'm going to have to look at that. Or at least on Ben, you know.
You touch a willing creature, the target gains fly speed for the duration when the spell. At higher levels and using a spell slot, fourth level or higher, you can target one additional creature for each slot above third. So you could do it, if you cast it at fifth level, you could do it for 3 people.
I could just run up the wall. I don't need to fly.
Okay, so in theory, I could pretty much...
Yeah, but let's resolve this first.
Sure. No, that's
so,
fine.
So, Elrond, I need you to make me a strength saving throw. The current is pulling you. Minos is trying to reach out and grab you, but he misses your hand. Make me a strength saving throw to hold on.
A 16.
Yes, you get your other hand on the wall as you're like basically horizontal as this thing is spinning water out of the room.
This is a bit stronger than I thought it was.
Can I like roll athletics to stretch a bit and grab
onto
him?
At this point, you with your dex save, you're able to grab him at this point. You just missed out on being able to grab him before he had to make that strength save.
Okay.
Yeah, so you grab his wrist, and are you going to pull him back into the boat?
Yeah, I just like lift him in the air with one hand and put him back in the boat.
Yeah, the current is pulling him very hard. You can notice some resistance as you're pulling, but you're able to get him into the boat.
I think we need to stay in the boat.
I would agree with that. Everybody stay in the boat. Don't even think of touching the water.
So, question though, the pipes that are coming up out of the water that are they go to the ceiling? Like we can't see, or do they just disappear? Like
no, it's like bolted into the ceiling. Yeah, no, it's only like a 15-foot tall ceiling.
Okay. How far away from the walls are the pipes?
15 feet.
Would it be reasonable to say that I could climb to the ceiling and then jump across and get onto the pipes?
That's definitely reasonable. I don't know if we want to calculate that trajectory using some sort of triangle math. But
I don't.
But yes,
I don't
figure
do
you
that.
Could.
Okay.
I figure you could.
Triangle math.
What the fuck is that?
I believe it's called geometry. But
how dare you try to bring geometry into D&D?
I was bad at
geometry. Maybe that's what we'll do. Maybe we'll just do like math problems for the puzzles now. So like if you want to use your intelligence.
Oh my god, we're all gonna die.
And this is the last episode. We have Tabletop Champions.
We do have a Ben.
Yeah, we do have Ben. That's true. We'll always have Ben. So my question is:
can this episode please be called Triangle Math?
It's either that or we'll always have Ben. So can I, this is going to be a very elegant solution. I think I've solved your puzzle. Can I punch one of these pipes open and break it?
You can absolutely give it your best go.
I guess.
Do you want to like knock on it first to see like the consistency of it? Or are you just going to go for broke and break your hand or not break your hand?
I'm going to break my hand.
Okay.
Yay!
Everybody get ready for a flood.
Okay, I'm gonna punch, punch, punch.
Oh my god, Kyle.
So your
just
first
remember,
punch.
I'm a fucking monk, very in tune with I don't know, some bullshit that would make this not hurt me that
the
bad.
The first one you hit it, and it you hear a like a big like metallic noise as you hit it. It hurts you a little bit. Take 3 punch damage or 3 bludgeoning damage. Your second one you dent it a little bit with your 20. It doesn't rupture though, but it is definitely thicker steel than you thought it was. Take 1 punch damage, and your last one, you just kind of hit it in the same groove. It doesn't do anything to it, and you don't take any punch damage.
Okay. Can I? Well, you know what I'm thinking. You know what's better against steel?
Huh?
I'm gonna fire punch it now.
Okay. Oh, before you do that, so much water is being drained out of this room. Okay. That the bottom of the boat kind of settles. You can feel it settle. As you notice across the way that the channels up here almost have like a man-made wall going across to retain the water, as though it's some sort of overflow capture, and the water begins to drain out. Now, the water in this north-south channel is almost gone. So we'll go ahead and turn this to a different color.
I think it's working.
So are you trying to put water in there? What are you doing?
I want to break it. I don't.
He's trying to stop it from draining.
Okay. Okay. So the stuff that's green is basically drained. But obviously this water that's in this reservoir for the pipes goes a lot deeper, and there's still a definite whirlpool that you do not see the bottom of.
Yeah, the pipes are causing the whirlpool. The whirlpool is going to kill us. I'm trying to break the pipes and stop the whirlpool. So it's a very, like almost, I said, very elegant solution.
Yeah, so this north-south channel is almost like a walkway right now. The boat is dry docked on this.
So I'm going to go ahead and pull out a torch because I can't see shit.
All you heard was like, dunk, dunk, as like the boat settled.
I thought that was me punching metal.
And you just hear, bong, bong, bong.
I look over the boat and it's like, we're no longer in a river.
Okay, so I'm going to pull out a torch.
The air is flammable. I'm just kidding.
Game Colin, over. Lauren officially killed the party. Good job, guys.
Colin.
It was going to happen.
First the mask, now the torch.
So, Colin, next move? Oh, sorry.
Colin, I think you punched the river away.
It's working. And I'm going to punch it with fire.
Okay.
Oh my god.
We're gonna die.
Just assuming that clearly fire will clearly is the solution to a water pipe.
Okay.
All right. So that's just a regular old thing that says that. But punch has a 23 punch do.
It dents it really well. The whirlpool, like it dents it real good. But the whirlpool, all of a sudden you hear this mechanism of pumping, like, stop. And then this pipe to the north, you hear it start to work. You're not sure what it's doing, but the water level begins to rise.
Back in the boat, back in the boat.
Everybody back into the boat.
Should I punch the other one?
No.
Oh. Yes.
Get in the boat.
I'm good. I don't need to be in the boat.
As the boat then gains buoyancy again and begins to float.
I think we need to try to get out of this room.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I'm going to punch my way out of this puzzle one way or another.
Way to stay.
I can move Lux. Sorry. I have control over Lux, apparently.
That's a good idea.
I thought you were screaming that in-game.
So at this point, if you're going to get back in the boat and take the boat further, you can go through an entrance to the north where the water's rushing. You can go through an entrance to the east, the direction the water is going more slowly. Or you could try and force the boat against the current and go west using the rowers. Again, with bad boat terms that I don't know. Paddles.
No, that's the proper term. No. It's rowers.
It's the rowers.
Definitely not oars.
I thought it was just oars.
Rowers.
Yeah, we don't want metal in here.
Yeah.
Can I do a perception check to see if I hear anything other than just... the pumps going?
Yeah, give me a perception check.
That's a 23, yeah. My dude.
If you listen to the right, like the rightmost path going to the east where the water's going, you can kind of hear music coming from that direction. Happy, happy, joyful music.
Do we want to follow the music?
This music sucks, but I guess.
It's a trap. No, I would say go to the music.
Yeah.
You keep saying happy, joyful music, and I keep hearing happy, happy, joy, joy. Just for the record.
So we saw mud skippers at the zoo yesterday, and I had to bring up Ren and Stimpy.
That's my nickname in high school.
Was it?
No. How many years do we have to be together to assume that that's a lie?
My nickname in high school was, hey, fuck you, nerd.
It was the best thing I could think of to call you.
Yep. So...
So we're going to the music.
Okay. The boat slowly makes its way forward. You guys force it to bank right. The boat makes its way forward, and you guys make your way into the next room. So congratulations, you solved my water puzzle thus far.
Did we?
I did say thus far.
Yeah, I was going to say that was accidental at best.
So punching it did solve everything.
Okay.
See, kids, punching solves all your problems.
And you kind of hear music, and you can make out the words now. It's like, it's a sea world after all. It's
fuck you, a sea Sean. World
after all,
fuck you.
This is catchy.
So
and Ren's gonna start singing along.
Yeah, you guys make your way into this room, and it appears that it opens up to a larger body of water, and on the other side, you kind of see a tunnel opening with a very bright light. But between you and that appears to be a large body of water, about the same size as the pump room.
I think we just try to get across the fact that we can.
I agree. There's nothing for me to punch here.
Okay.
Do you only solve your problems with punching, Colin?
The How boat long
have we been together? Of course I do.
Begins to make its way forward as the water begins to slow, the current begins to slow, and you guys have to bust out the rowers. To make your way across.
All right, well, I guess me and Minos each have
an oar.
Okay. Yeah.
The boat begins to spin because Minos is much stronger than you are. I'm just kidding.
Well,
you make your way in, and when you make it into this room, all of a sudden there's a lock behind you that closes and a lock in front of you that closes, and you find yourself in an enclosed water room. And we are going to roll initiative as you see some tentacles emerge from the water.
Oh, God.
7.
I got a 13.
Got 11.
19.01.
8.
There's two sets of tentacles coming out of the water.
I am not liking the look of this.
I know.
Oh, I need to see what their initiative is.
Oh, shit, what is it?
Very bad. It's very bad.
Mm.
Right.
Okay. Oh, they crit failed, so that's fun. All right, so it appears that the first person in the initiative order is Minos, and we're gonna do these guys as blue and red.
Oh shit!
So blue is to the north, red is to the south. One's behind the boat, one is in front of the boat. Minos, what are you doing as these tentacles emerge from the water?
How close are these tentacles to the boat?
The one behind the boat appears to be very close. As though the tentacles are breached above the water. The other one appears to be about 10 feet from the boat.
I hack at the tentacles that are on the boat.
Okay.
One moment, please. Slash, slash, slash.
You're stealing Kyle's IP.
Mm-hmm. My lawyers are already in touch.
What else is new? I'm pretty sure Wendy's is about ready to sue me.
So...
No, they don't care.
What were your hits?
21, 17, and 28.
All of those hit.
Awesome. That is a 14, 13, and 16 damage.
Which is a total of, because I'm bad at math.
Same here.
Bad at math together.
29,
43.
43? Yep.
All right, you slash a few of these tentacles off, and it kind of wriggles a little bit, but then it regains its composure, and you see more tentacles emerge. All right, Lux, you're up.
My question is, what else is Sean going to throw at us, and how many big spells should I throw out now?
Hard to know.
You guys chose your direction.
Sure we did.
Shut up.
You guys could have easily gone backwards in the first room and made your way back to made
we
bed
easily
at the end.
Could have done that for sure. Yep. This is our, it's really our fault when you think about it.
Sure.
What is it not?
So
we tend to always regret our decisions afterwards.
Technically, Sean, would this thing be a beast?
Yes, this thing would be a beast.
Could I please do dominate beast on the one? I don't know, one of them.
Okay, which one? The one that's
the one that Matt didn't hit.
Okay, sorry, who didn't hit?
Minos.
I'm gonna request that you stay in character. I'm docking you D&D points.
What? Also, I don't get to use my tickets at the end of our ride.
Yes. Not redemable for cash.
Are we being tested here?
Right. All right. So let's see. Dominate beast. And all right. So I need a wisdom saving throw, Sean.
A wisdom saving throw?
Yep.
A 7.
Delightful. So now it is charmed by me.
Okay.
And I have a telepathic link with it.
Okay. In your mind, you hear, blah, 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 what's your bidding, master?
I'm going to go tell it to go kill that other thing. Go get him.
Okay, when it's my turn, I'll get it over there.
Worth it.
All right. Is this a concentration spell? How does Dominate Beast work?
It's probably a concentration spell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Ren.
So, I know I have a ranger thing where I can talk to creatures, but I can't find it, so... Fuck. Okay. I guess we're gonna attack it. we're just gonna shoot at
okay.
it.
Okay.
So, I'm just gonna attack it with my long... Oh, hang on. I'm just gonna attack at the one that Minos has shot at with my long bow, and I'm gonna do it twice, maybe. Well, 26
26 does hit.
I do 12 points of piercing damage. Ooh, I have a idea. And then as a bonus action, I'm going to go ahead and initiate lightning arrow, and I'm going to shoot at it again, and then, hang on a second, I got this. Will 15 hit
A 15
it?
Does not hit.
Oh, well, never mind. Well, I wasted a thing, so, okay, cool. So I don't roll the damage for the, okay, cool. All right.
That's it. Let's go ahead and move to Elrond.
Okay. So is the tentacles in the back still grabbed on?
Yes.
Okay. Elrond is going to conjure up a large psionic mace and try and smack the tentacles off.
Okay.
So I need a strength saving throw.
Okay. These things are pretty good at strength. 14, still not good enough. I'm rolling turds tonight.
Not complaining here.
Good for us.
All right, so it takes 18 force damage and is knocked back 10 feet.
Okay. How much damage?
18.
Okay, it kind of hits the wall. All right. Colin, you are no longer in melee with this thing.
Okay, but so I can get... This is... Let me just do some quick measurement here. Okay. If I go to the front of the boat tip spot, as we all are familiar
with... Yeah, it's just common terminology.
Terminology, you know, just for the plebes who don't know boats. I do have the ability to use my fire fists because they have a 10-foot reach.
Okay.
So I'm going to punch
Well, the
this.
One they've been attacking is in the back of the boat.
I thought that was the one that was dominated. Was it not?
No, the one in the front is dominated.
Oh, all right. Well, then just kidding. I'm on the front
one in the boat butt spot is the...
Butt spot? Fuck.
All right, I'm going to punch the one that's not dominated. That's what I'm doing. And I can reach both of them depending on which boat tip spot I go to. So
I guess this does have two boat tip spots, Okay.
So I go to the right one, and then I punch it a bunch of time.
Okay.
This time with fire, though. So punch, 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 and don't forget fire. So does a...
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, boy. A 23 and 25 hit?
Yes.
I'm guessing the 13 is a miss.
No, the 13 doesn't hit.
Great. So it's going to take, 28 damage?
Nice.
Do I add that fire damage twice?
Yeah, you add it onto each of your fists.
Yeah. So 38 damage.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So we going to have some grilled octopus tonight?
I'm a vegetarian. As you say that, the tentacles of the one that you guys are beating up begin to swirl and move as you see some sort of magical energy form. I need all of you to make me a... where is it? Dexterity saving throw.
Oops.
As a storm of ice begins to shoot ice at you.
21.
23.
6.
Oh, shit. I don't even know what it is. 19!
Okay. So, 9. What's the damage on this?
So, Minos and Elrond are too busy using the rowers to jump out of the way.
I offered to.
Okay. So, it'll be 6 piercing damage and 18 cold damage. Which, don't forget your stuff, Ben.
Yep.
Half as much on a failed or on a successful save. So it would be 3. So 11. 12 yeah,
total.
Or, yeah, 12 total. 12 Wait. Total. You're right. So it'd be 12 total right. on a successful save. Lux, I'm going to need you to make me a, like, for your your concentration.
Okay. What do you need for that?
Con save.
Con save.
Con save. Sure. 18.
You save. This other Kraken is still dominated. What are you telling it to do?
I'm telling it to go hurt the other guy.
Okay.
Go get him.
Okay. So he's like, and he swims on over. You see the tentacles disappear as they begin to appear above the water. And
don't hold back.
Don't hold back, okay? then what it's going to do is it's going to vomit forth the deep as you see half-digested particles of meat of some kind spray at this creature. It's going to take 1d6, 5 damage. It's not holding back because this thing needs to make a con save. So let's see.
I love how you read my mind there. I was like, really, Sean?
Nope.
5 fucking damage.
Yes. But the other one needs to make a constitution saving throw. Plus, it saves. So it is not incapacitated.
Ugh, damn it.
It was going to incapacitate it for its next turn. Or all
That's
the way
okay.
until its
Do
next
it
turn.
Next time.
So, okay. I don't know if this thing's going to live until the next time. Minos.
Okay, so it's no longer in reach. I'm going to use my bow.
Okay.
It's going to suck because don't have a high dex for this. Does a 17 hit?
Yes.
I'm assuming a nine doesn't.
A nine does not hit.
So that's going to be 11 points of damage.
Okay. All right. Is that your turn?
Yeah. He sucks with a bow.
Lux, what are you doing?
I have to maintain concentration, so.
Okay.
I'm just hanging tight.
You can do other things, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I can?
As long as you don't.
As long as it doesn't require concentration.
As long as you don't try and concentrate on something else.
I don't think I really have anything else. Like, I don't have...
Well, you can cast spells, but as long as it doesn't have the word
concentration
in it.
Oh, I can cast a spell.
Yep. As long as it's not another concentration spell.
Okay, cool.
So if nothing else, you can Eldritch Blast it or something.
Sure, that's kind of what I was thinking. So, all right, I'm going to Eldritch Blast this home slice.
Okay.
I don't think a 13
A 13 does not hit.
Okay, well, then I'm just going to focus on...
Well, you can do it. You get 2 more of those.
Oh, that's right. Damn
you can, you can just click the part at the bottom of that where it says...
Oh, yeah. No, that's cool. Whatever. All right. Does a 19 and a 20 hit, Sean?
Both of those hit.
Okay, so then take 15 force damage.
Okay. What does it look like when this thing dies?
Nice.
I'm holding the one in one hand, and then I'm like, pew, pew, and then, you know...
Do you say pew, pew?
Do you make like a gun gesture with your hand?
There's no Probably, guns in your yeah. lawn. So she makes like a bow and arrow gesture and it's like pew yeah. pew.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna go, hey guys, we should probably leave. I'll keep this guy busy, but we need to go.
This room is sealed on both sides. You're just in like a square pool of water currently. You still like have the other Kraken dominated. How long does dominate last for?
10 minutes.
Okay. So you still got about 9 minutes of that.
Is it like there's a door in a way?
Yeah, it appears as though like some sort of like door raised up to seal the room on both sides.
Should I try cutting the door down?
Can we do
your plasma cutter? Lux,
maybe, hang on.
Could you ask your new friend to open the door?
Oh, that's a great idea, Elrond. Hey, home flight. Can you go over there and go get that door opened for us, please?
That's kind of against Ezra's policy. But if you're asking and you're my friend, I could probably lift the lever this one time. It might throw the waterworks off.
Excuse me. What? Who?
Ezra.
Who is that?
She's the person here that controls this place now. A bunch of gnomes came down here and turned this temple into some sort of park, like a themed undersea park. They ruined our religious site.
I genuinely can't understand you, Sean.
I'm just waiting for this thing to say they took our jobs.
Basically, this thing is telling you that Ezra, okay. this something came and took back this site. It used to be a temple to their god, but a bunch of gnomes came down and started to change it into some sort of themed park. And she came in and took it over and is basically punishing anybody who bastardized this site.
Okay. So I am going to turn to the party and tell them everything that excuse me, what is your name?
I'm blah blah blah.
So I was talking to blah 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 blah, and he said,
"Of the blah 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 blah."
No, no.
Wait, Sean, are we still all talking in Aquan?
No, that was okay. That was done the end of last thing. It was more of a kitsch thing for the entrance.
Yeah, that wasn't sustainable.
So, okay, so I'm going to turn to the party and tell them what's going on.
Okay.
What do you guys think? I don't.
So she's...
Why would gnomes want to turn this into an amusement park?
Because it's not even amusing.
Well, it used to be.
It never was.
Ezra sounds like she's taking revenge for it. So maybe if we offer to help, I don't know.
Kick the gnomes out?
You haven't seen any gnomes since you've been here.
I don't know.
Sean, we don't know. Maybe there's some gnomes stacked on top of each other.
They might be in costumes.
Are they in a trench coat?
Some of
them. Right. Maybe if we made a deal with her, she could... I don't know. I don't even know if she's going to be someone to deal with, you know what I mean? But
maybe ask your friend how we could talk to her? Or find her?
Ask her where the pearl is.
Oh. Okay, so I'm going to ask him, so where is Ezra?
She's in the big shell. There's a big shell, they made this look like a big shell, but there's another one inside of it, somewhere in this place. If you go out where that music's playing and then you ride the ride, you should get to it. Everybody gets to see it. She's there. Watching everybody go through. She protects the pearl.
Is he nice?
Can you breathe underwater? And do you have scales or gills or anything?
Not yet.
No, then she's not going to like you very much.
But what if we offer to help?
Help with what? She's taking care
of... Hold on. That was a totally Denias' voice. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Sean.
I don't know that offering to help would be... She's already taken care of stuff. This is more just revenge. I don't know what you
okay,
help
guys.
With.
This lady's not going to listen to us, so maybe we just need to go. I guess she's in front of the pearl. So we need the pearl, right? So we got to get rid of her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we could come to some sort of agreement.
That seems unlikely.
What is the name of the crab? I forgot what I named him.
Gerald.
Oh, shit, what? Sean. Glitter, yeah. Glitter,
Jamhorn, Glitter, yeah. Gold.
So you hear him say, I think Jamhorn, Glitter, Gold was either trying to get it or make it a thing for the part.
I still think it should be Gerald, but okay.
That's what you hear.
Hmm.
What do you mean?
I mean?
Oh, fuck.
He brought the gnomes down to try and turn this place into a theme park or themed park of some kind, a park for surface dwellers' amusement. And like the pearl was supposed to be like the big thing for people to come see.
Okay, guys. So everyone sounds like a bad guy right now, and I don't know what to do.
She wants to kill him pretty bad.
Well, we're not going up against the crab.
Wasn't the crab like the size of like the crab was like the size of way too big. Suffice it to say, we're not fighting the crab.
He's bigger than 20 feet. That's all we know.
Are you guys having this conversation?
Probably.
I'm
convinced you're talking. He's like, no. Jamhorn Glittergold is a gnome.
What?
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
He came here like 40 years ago to start this.
Well.
Yeah, that's 40 years ago.
He's now a crab the size of a mountain.
He is definitely not a gnome now.
Wait. Do we even understand him?
The only person is sure. Lux.
Yeah, but I'll say everything that he's saying. You know, let's not make this complicated.
Anyway, we're coming up on about 10 minutes. Do you want me to open that door for you, or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Leith.
All right, well, I'll be right back. And all of a sudden, you see him go underwater, all the tentacles disappear, and the doorway on the east side begins to lower as water begins to move out that direction, and he pops up and he's like, well, good luck. I hope you enjoy the park. You seem nice. Just be careful. There's a lot of people that want to kill you here. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
I quickly use the oars to get us out of there before the spill wears off.
Now, I'm also going to ask him, hey, can you please lock yourself up in there? Thanks.
Oh, absolutely. That was actually a very good call because I was going to use that against you at some
point. I know.
So... you guys pass through this little lock, and all of a sudden on the other side, about 30 seconds into your rowing, you just hear tentacles banging on this door. As you guys make your way into this open area, you make your way into the light, and you see what we'll find out is there next week.
I hit cliffhangers.
Well, what are you going to do? But as always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. Join the conversation on our subreddit, turtle.fyi/reddit. Message us on Facebook. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/tabletop. Or find us on Twitter at tabletopchamps. I'm at Fung.
I'm at Sean the DM.
I'm at the Void Man. The O is a zero.
I'm at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Steph.
And I'm at TheNat1Lady.
Till next time. Toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.